This is a discovery that has been made at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute, where they've found a new approach for treating genetic muscle wasting disease in mice. It's showing promise in mice. What can you tell us about this?
Well, this is called spinal muscular atrophy. It affects about 25,000 people in Canada and the U.S., and it is an inherited genetic disease. And what they managed to show is a good understanding of what goes wrong with the nerves that connect to muscle. It's very similar, Steve, to someone who becomes paralyzed. They get a spinal injury, and the muscles down in the legs, for example, waste away because the nerves do not work anymore. They don't stimulate the muscle. The muscle doesn't stay strong. This is what happens in this particular disease in that the nerves are just not functioning well. They don't connect to the muscles very well. And what they managed to find through understanding this mechanism is a particular drug called Fusidil, which prevents the ongoing nerve damage from occurring. In this case, in mice, they increased the lifespan of mice from 30.5 days to 300 days, which is pretty good. It's still about half the lifespan of mice, but this is basic clinical research. Everything is done in small steps, and this is what this entails. And so what they're trying to improve, because although the mouse's lifespan increased, they still were no better in strength and balance tests. The muscles were definitely thicker, but still weren't working as well as they could. So again, this helps in terms of what this study does and what this research does. It helps really determine how things are working, and it's the beginning of an approach because the medication right now still had, and they readily admit the medication has lots of side effects, so it's not ready for use in humans yet in terms of the type of study. They're hoping to be able to do that, but this demonstrates really good basic clinical research that tries to move understanding forward, and likely, as with anything, you have no idea where it's going to lead because this particular bit of information may be used by somebody else or by the same group to say, okay, let's move now in this direction and see if we can tweak this and make it work better. So it's really good science being done.
At the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.